The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller, with you on this Friday, 22 September 2017. Summer's over. Kids are back in the mind-melting facility called the public school system. Parents will have a break where they can just rest assured that their babysitter is taking good care of their children. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Wow. One of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, folks, we have operating inside this country. Free education and propagandization tool to turn our children's minds into obedient little mush. A little shout out here. And this was cute. Andy, I hope you're paying attention today in West Texas. G. Willikers from L.A. sends me a donation. And he says, this note is to let you know that I've forgotten payment for the years of listening to RBM. It has probably been 7 years or so, and I figured $1 a day is a fair payment for a radio station that is important as RBN. I have included a down payment for the days and years that I have enjoyed, thanks to you, John, and the real truth tellers of your station. He says, P.S., pardon my penmanship. I will improve upon it next installment. And that is, he goes by G. Willikers on the return address. And so what did he send over for those 7 years of not donating to this network? He sent over 10 $100 bills. And that means, Mr. Willikers, G. Willikers, that on Monday, my board ops will get paid. Thank you, and thank you on behalf of them. Mike is in there doing the whippy right now. Whippy. Dilly-dilly. Gosh, you know, you don't think Wall Street gets in your heads, folks? This one did. It's a Bud Light commercial. Back in the mid, we don't know what, but we're going to just do it our way. What period would you think that was, Mike? Period of time that Bud, Dilly Dilly? Medieval times? So there's the king and the queen there having a little get-together, luncheon, whatever. And the subjects are presenting gifts to the king. One walks up with a six-pack of Bud Light. Well, thank you very much. Next one walks up with a 12-pack. Well. And after each presentation to the king, he is extremely pleased. He's got his Bud Light in ever-increasing bottle numbers. And the assembled crowd would go, dilly dilly, dilly dilly. Well, the third one walks up with some off-the-wall wine that he's really got a liking to. And the king looks at him and says, hey, you know, off to the torture chambers with you. Dilly dilly, the crowd goes. So we're on this dilly dilly thing here today at the network. Dilly dilly. It's just insane, folks. You don't think advertising and Madison Avenue is effective in telling you what you want and what you need? I'll give you one. Let Mikey try it. Mikey will eat anything. Now, that was a commercial for Life cereal back in the damn 60s. And that is burned in everybody's brain. Burger Barf. What was the one with the, where's the beef? The little old lady. Wendy's? Was that Wendy's? Okay. Where's the beef? You mentioned that. Your thought just brings it, oh, yeah, that was a hamburger commercial. You know, so advertising, it is effective. When it's good enough, it'll stick in your brain. And that's what the companies want. They want you to name brand. They want you to buy their brand. And if it's a good brand, hey, you know, entertain me about what product you have there. And I'll probably, if it makes me laugh and I'm walking down the aisles of the grocery store and I see the label and I'm, hey, Dilly Dilly, or let Mikey try it, Mikey will try anything. I swear to God, folks, last week I bought a box of Life cereal and that little jingle's running through my damn head, that little commercial. So tell me it doesn't work. At any rate, on to salient and important things on this Friday. There is a little consternation game, a little political game going on down in Alabama. Now, we have one Luther Strange that, for the people of Alabama, they say that names don't mean much. Well, pay attention to this guy's last name because he is a very strange individual. Now, the pollsters have been trying to lie about Judge Roy Moore running for the United States Senate seat against Luther Strange. And, of course, once one is picked out for the Republican side, they will run against a Democrat down there, which I don't think they're going to have a hard time unseating the Democrat. Now, enough of the political left-right paradigm. What the polls aren't telling you is that Judge Roy Moore is 8 points ahead. Now, Trump is going to get down there and stump for this Strange character, not for the replacement, and this kind of indicates to me that he likes the flavor of what he's got in the Department of Justice. So he's handpicking the predecessor, or the the person that is going to fill the seat from the now vacant Department of Justice head guy there. And he's backing the Strange character. And so is Mitch McConnell. And when you see that, you know the gig is up. Now, the funny thing about this is, remember Sarah Palin? Yeah, I think she's a good lady for running a city up in Alaska. I really do. But for a serious presidential candidate, she's just a little too damn goofy for me. You know. Don't you know? But there's been another guy down there moving and grooving in Alabama, and it's the guy that Trump fired. His name was Steve Bannon. Now, the reason I point this out about Bannon being down there, remember what I'm telling you folks about character, about ethics, about morality, about standards? Now, Steve Bannon, it was said that he was going to get booted out of the White House and then he was going to cook Donald Trump. Well, in a very nice and compassionate way. Trump's backing the wrong guy down there. If Steve Bannon was in the White House, it wouldn't be Trump going down there for Mr. Luther Strange. He'd be going down there for Judge Roy Moore. John Carney and Matt Boyle over at Breitbart, for over 100 years, they write, Alabamians manufactured clothing in Alexander City for a company called Russell. Today, you can still buy Russell athletic gear in Alex City, but it won't be made locally. It'll be most likely be made by workers in Honduras or El Salvador or China. In a strange twist of fate, I like their humor. One of the key figures to help bring this transfer of jobs out of Alabama is now campaigning for the Senate seat formerly occupied by Jeff Sessions. Even stranger still, like it even more, his campaign ads promise that he will kill unfair trade deals. Whoa, whoa, whoa. His name is Luther Strange. The company known as Russell Brands was founded in 1902 by Ben Russell on the ashes of Alex City's business district, which had suffered devastating 5 months earlier. Suffered a devastating fire months earlier. Got that now. Russell expanded and thrived in the decades that followed, eventually becoming the largest manufacturer of athletic apparel and uniforms in the country. He became, at one point, the exclusive producer of uniforms for Major League Baseball. Wow, good contract there, huh? At its height, Russell employed at least 7,000 people in Alabama. Now, Strange enters the Russell story as a lobbyist for the powerful political broker and law firm Bradley Arendt Bolt Cummings, LLP. I guess the more names they got in there, the higher dollar you got to pay for their services. Russell paid the firm $660,000 for Strange's lobbying effort between 2000 and 2006. One of Russell's major political focuses at the time? Getting the U.S. to sign on to NAFTA-style free trade agreement with Central American countries. Wow. Well, I'm sorry, isn't Donald Trump about jobs? I saw Mike Pence today, I swear to you folks, I swear to and witnessed by God himself, that Pence came up to give a speech today that the economy is in better shape than it has ever been. We got 3% GDP growth in this country, millions of people are going back to work, and the unemployment, are you ready for this? The unemployment numbers in this country are at its lowest in our history. What? What? Mr. Pence, please, we've had enough of the lying asshat politicians. Do you think everybody out here is brain dead and they don't fact check? How do most people fact check? They're checking their wallet now. The money that used to be there is there no longer. Why? Because they're unemployed. And I'm sure the reason why Toys R Us are going out of business now is because they just had lousy management. No, that's not why Toys R Us is filing bankruptcy. The people that formerly were their customers that would buy toys, not exactly a durable good or a high-priority survival item, I'll give you that. But the reason why Toys R Us is in financial trouble because their former customers don't have the money to spend in the damn stores. They didn't even bother, by the way, folks, to come out with the BS that, it's just online, this is killing the bricks and mortars, people ordering online. Yeah, they didn't even bother this time. They knew better. So what do I see the other day? Story comes out, Toys R Us is hiring for the holiday season. Let me see. This is September 22nd. We got October, November, and then we roll into December. So we're already gearing up for the madcap spending, tongue-in-cheek on that one, that we're going to see this Christmas holiday. And folks, you and I, sitting back, watching this field of absolute insanity, idiocy, people that should be locked up, running this government, and then coming out with the cameras rolling, with you and I knowing what's really going on, and then watching somebody like Mr., let me give him his due, Mike Asshat Pence, Vice President of the United States. I'm sorry, did I say asshat? I can't use the other. It's too uncouth. But you get my point. Enough of the crap. Enough of the crap. And ladies and gentlemen, restoring jobs to this country? Well, that's a noble political thing to be running on, but how are you going to do it? Ladies and gentlemen, we could have full employment in this country without inflation. You want to know how? I mean, this is very easy. It's fundamentally and basically so class 101 stupid, it almost doesn't need to be said, but apparently, most of the people in this country do not understand. The Federal Reserve never wanted full employment in this country. They never wanted 100% employment. Matter of fact, 5% of you people out there being without a job is a good thing. It's a good thing for the economy because guess what it doesn't do? It doesn't invite inflation. And that's too much of their funny money out there floating around in a system. Because that's what it brings when you have full employment. We could have every man in this country employed right now. Did you hear what I said? Every man and woman, the people that wanted a job in this country, could go get a job. Which leaves us in a peculiar state here. We want to throw people off the EBT cards and the welfare. We want to shut down the welfare state because we have seen directly the impact that it has had on the recipients, have we not? And then we've had the cheap-ass politicians. I'm sorry, was I allowed to say that? In these mayors and city councils and the major cities in this country, well, yeah, just maintaining the status quo that we're needy and we're hungry and we've been abused and we're oppressed, so Washington, give us more money. There's a problem here, throwing these people out of the welfare programs right now because there is no viable alternative. You do not give them a choice. The choice would be starve to death and go rob, rape, and pillage, riot, steal, do whatever to eat, to provide. But it'd be 100% different if there were jobs available and we scaled back on the welfare payments and eventually did away with the welfare state. Gee, what would it give Democrats in this country to bitch about anymore? Well, the only reason you're oppressed is because you won't go fill out a damn application, I guess. You won't take personal responsibility for your own life. Now, having said that, we've seen what this little banking crisis has done to us since 2008. That was not your fault, ladies and gentlemen. It wasn't my fault, and it was not yours. But we know from where the problems came. And this possibly couldn't have happened in a million years in this country, save for the fact that we got the funny money people running this country, our politics, our government, and yes, running your life by extension. Because they're the great middlemen. They're controlling the very thing that is needed most in a system such as we have to produce, to put money in our pockets and food in our tables and a roof over our head. It is that damn simple. You know, don't bother insulting. What I saw Pence do today, I took that as a personal insult. And I'll tell you why. Because I know better. And he could have gone through that speech without mentioning that. But he did. He certainly did. I'm sorry. Every once in a while, folks, you know you get the real deal here. I sit down and I got something here I want to go through and I jump off in this track and go on a rant. That's coming directly from my heart, from my own mind. That's coming from me. Well, the details on this lobbying effort by Mr. Strange, these details are very hard to come by. Whatever he did on behalf, let me just put it this way, of Russell's free trade politics, it was effective. The U.S. Senate approved the Dominican Republic Central American Free Trade Agreement. I didn't even know that existed. It's called Dr. CAFA, or the Dominican Republic Central American Free Trade Agreement. And back in 2005, in the very next year, Russell announced that it would move thousands of jobs out of Alabama to Mexico and Honduras. Wow. More on this. More on the stupid lies coming out of this government. Just do me a favor. Don't insult me anymore. Just shut the hell up and don't tell me the lies. Just be the vaunted politician, the snaky swamp creature that you really are.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, bless my soul, you load
16 tons, and what do you get? Thank you for that, Mike. Open phone Friday, folks, 800-313-9443. You have a tidbit, something you want to ask, or something you want to let the other listeners know, you go right ahead, 800-313-9443. Now, back to this, and this is many faceted here, but the other point about this election going on in Alabama is who Trump is backing, who Mr. Pence is for, and Mitch McConnell. What? You're raising your hand?
Yeah, I can tell you what Kelso said about it.
What did Kelso say about it?
Kelso says, I don't know if it was speculation. I think he was kind of speculating, but he said that they made a deal a while back to get like one of the somebody into the cabinet. It might have been, I'm not sure if it was Tillerson or Sessions. He made a deal with one of those guys, and he said he was going to support that dude. And
Sessions pulling Sessions out of the Senate. The deal was made to put Strange in there as the replacement.
That's not plugged in. Sorry. What'd you say?
You're in the sound room. What the hell are you asking me for? No, I said this is the deal that was made. Sessions leaving the Senate, becoming the Attorney General.
Right, yeah, that's right. He's from
yeah. So here we got Mr. Strange, and Mr. Strange is losing.
Losing?
Yeah, he by 8 points in the polls.
Yeah, that's why Kelso says that, you know, Trump's got to make the deals to get the stuff done, or else it would just be a quagmire kind of thing. And then, so...
Okay, but what do... Look, Mike, I understand the art of politics is deal-making. I get that. But Trump is all about the good deal for the American people. So is this going to be good? I mean, seeing how the 17th Amendment cropped up and these people are no longer statesmen sent from the states to the government to be there for the in behalf of the states and to be their vanguard and lookout guy. Okay, I get all that. So the deal, and what if the terms of the deal are bad? What if the guy himself is bad? And this was my point about talking about Steve Bannon. If Steve Bannon was still in that White House, Mike, you wouldn't see Trump coming out and going, well, I think Luther Strange here. Okay, deal done. No, we're negotiating the deal. Trump has also said that. So new negotiations. But, you know, it is what it is. All right. Hey, well, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Now, Russell Apparel is now manufactured in facilities all over the world, including 4 plants in the Dominican Republic, 6 in El Salvador, 9 in Honduras. According to the company's 2010 statement, wages for apparel workers in those countries can be as low as $1 per hour. The company has 19 facilities alone in China. Lobbying for the Central American Free Trade Pact was a very lucrative job for Luther Strange, but for thousands of people in Alabama, it was far more devastating than the 1902 fire that nearly destroyed Alex City. A senior advisor to the campaign of Judge Roy Moore, the conservative frontrunner for the U.S. Senate in Alabama against Strange in Tuesday's upcoming GOP primary runoff, told Breitbart News that Strange's efforts to lobby to send Alabama jobs to Central America and elsewhere is staggering. Luther Strange's record of self-dealing is staggering, Drew Messer, senior advisor to the Moore campaign, told Breitbart News. In his former life as a Washington lobbyist, he was paid big bucks to work for implementing CAFTA and trade debacle that sent thousands of Alabama jobs to Mexico and Honduras and thousands of small businesses into bankruptcy. Strange's entire career has been marked by putting his own interest over the people of Alabama. Not too strange on this one. The Strange campaign, meanwhile, has not responded to requests for comment. He'd have to lie outright in the middle of a campaign. And we all know politicians never do that. I know. That was a joke, Mike.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite, Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Kathleen in Texas, first up on this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. What say you, lady?
Thank you, John. I would like to give three suggestions for the 12 to 3 slot. Would that be all right?
Go ahead and vote.
Okay. I would like to, the first one, when Farron took his 3-month leave, he had Dr. Patrick Slattery fill in. And that became my favorite show.
And why? And why was that?
Because he was so hard hitting. There wasn't one minute that was wasted. This is my opinion. And
You know what, Kathleen? I got a belly button too, so we all have one, and it's okay. No, I'm just teasing you, dear. Please. Okay, your second choice there.
Second choice, Mark Collette. And he's on Dr. David Duke's show on Fridays.
Okay. And your third?
And the third is Andrew Carrington Hitchcock.
Carrington Hitchcock. I don't know that... he does a program, and he seems not to want to do anything with that time. As a matter of fact, he's made a request to interview me a couple of times, and quite frankly, it's so damned early in the morning. By doing that, I would, no joke, screw up the rest of the day, and my mind would be mush by the time I did my program in the evening. But my choice out of this, I'll be honest with you, Kathleen, is Pat Slattery.
Oh, he's fabulous. That's my first choice.
Well, see there?
And
see?
I think he might be available since it would be 1 o'clock Atlantic time.
You know, and you know what I would like to do? I'd like to put Pat Slattery up noon to 2 p.m. Central and then have Al Whitney 2 to 3.
Well, the beauty is you're in charge.
Well, that is
you get to decide.
It is a double-edged sword now, isn't it?
And then another thing I wanted to ask: you had interviewed the man from with the heart drops, and I remember when the lady that had Heart and Body had been advertising on RBN.
Right.
You had interviewed her,
right?
And I just wondered how you compare the two.
You know what? Almost indistinguishable as far as the product goes. And unfortunately, we used to advertise both, believe it or not, because they were both good product. But she died, and I think it was her nephew or...
Oh, no. I'm sorry I interrupted. What did you say?
I said that the lady died.
Oh, my goodness.
You said you didn't know that. And it was either the son or a nephew that took over running the company, and they didn't even want to advertise anymore. So I don't know. But Extendivite, that used to be the Cardivite, this man has, Don has stuck around with me since damn near we opened up the doors of this network. And,
but he's still alive. That's a good point.
And thank you for pointing that out. Here's a guy that half of his heart was gone. He developed this product, and it was that was a pretty good motivator for getting something that would help him. And help him he did. And you heard what he said the other day. He said, look, he says, I could market other products. This is my calling. This is what I've developed that has helped me, and I'm helping thousands of other people. And not only that, he has gone, the chain has been unbroken, advertising with us every single month for damn near 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you have it.
And thank you. And then... I really miss Dr. Jennifer Daniels. I'm the only person left.
I do as well, but since her husband died, it just got a bit too much for her, I guess, to even do that weekend slot. And the beauty of this would be, you know, we could give that spot back to her over the weekend, but I don't know that her life has settled down enough that she could do that.
I've heard that I'm the only person left on the planet that has a corded speakerphone and no internet, and I don't want them either. But and so I'm dependent on listening to the radio by the phone.
Yeah.
And I've heard from a friend that she has a slot on Blog Talk Radio. And so I thought I would mention that. I don't know if
the thing about Blog Talk is that is a nice thing to do when you can't commit to a time. You can actually do a recording at your convenience and air it. And unfortunately, I'm one of these old school stuck in the mud that I like the stuff live and interactive.
I do too.
Yeah, so
but anyway, I really miss her because I love her. I think her everything about her, everything she's done is just absolutely fantastic. My analysis of her all these years is you don't have to let them kill you, and they won't kill you for free.
Yeah, they'll charge you for the execution.
That's right. And so whatever you do, you're better off than going and, you know, teaching everyone how to fix a broken light. I mean, she's really incredible. But then one last thing, I promise to go then.
A few more minutes here, and this qualifies you as time used for talk show host.
Well, oh, good grief.
Yeah.
But anyway, I heard a famous person talked about the deep state. You know, that they will actually allow information to go out one time, and then you never hear it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard on local Texas radio AM that they were going to be spraying Texas.
Yes, that is true.
To
Houston,
kill,
Florida, the same, yes.
No, but to kill the feral pigs.
Feral pigs.
That's right. And so I thought, how could they possibly use this on the flora and the fauna?
How can you use this on a mammal and it doesn't affect any other mammals?
That's the whole thing with glyphosate. They lie.
Well,
anyway, I'll let you go, and thank you very much.
Okay, the glyphosate, or how the hell you pronounce that. I'm sorry, what, Mike? Glyphosate. Okay, thank you, Mike.
Yeah, the Monsanto weed killer.
This just been recently uncovered how they've been lying about this, and it came out of a court. Do we have that story posted? I thought we did, Mike. Yeah, we got the story posted on republicbroadcasting.org. Kathleen, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
And I'm waiting for what, Mike? I'm sorry? Ken in New York. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ken.
Yes, thank you. I tried all three preparations. You probably know the earliest one that was out. I did try the HB, and the only one that did anything for me was Extendivite. It took four bottles, but it actually lowered my blood pressure sufficiently, so when I go into the doctor the first time, I don't get that that white coat syndrome,
mm-hmm.
where it'd be like 20 or 30 points above normal, and then we sit around and talk for a few minutes, and it starts to drop.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this to Al quite a while back, so I'm on like my fifth or sixth bottle of it.
Yeah, and some people, and Ken, to be fair about this, we're in this instantaneous gratification world. You know, that has been brought to us by Madison Avenue and the people that will give you the credit to get you what you think you need today rather than putting away for it tomorrow. And Don himself has said that, you know, hey, some people almost get within 30 days, they get a noticeable result. Some people it takes 2 or 3 months. And Ken, you were one of the people who took a little bit longer, but it did its job.
Well, I've had diabetes for 17 years. I've been on insulin for 17 years.
Ooh.
Because I've seen studies. I've actually told this to my doctor where the pill medications are actually causing most of the heart attacks and the organ failure problems with diabetes.
Right.
But I've always had a problem with the blood pressure, trying to keep that down. And part of it is probably being half Italian. It's entirely possible.
Do you know what, Ken? I've discovered, if you're going to mix and match the DNA, and half Italian is a good way to go. Being half Italian gives you a certain spark, I think. Let's just put it that way.
How about the other half being Irish and English?
Well, and I'm a quarter Irish and a quarter German. And like you've heard me say on the air many times, I get into arguments with myself, and they're never resolved, but they are fascinating to listen to.
Mm.
Yeah.
I did get improvement in the first bottle because I was starting to get minor chest pains when I did a lot of walking around or running.
Not a good sign.
And I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't. Well, it's gone away. I've been through heart tests already, and you always get a bit. Sorry, you always get a bad number on an EKG, but if you go for it's better to go for the echo.
Right. So, Ken, let me ask you something. Have you seen anything change with your diabetes?
I still need the insulin, but that's probably my fault. I'm not
because
the highest
because of your diet.
Discipline in the world.
Yeah.
Probably.
And yeah. one of the worst things that we do, and especially, and they won't tell you this, is that diabetes is nothing but a sugar problem. Okay, so what makes sugar in the body? Well, and it's not taking raw sugar. A lot of people don't even understand how the human body works and how it breaks things down. One of the worst things you can do if you're a diabetic is to eat grains. Okay?
Carbohydrates.
There you go. Carbohydrates, because what does your body do to carbohydrates? It immediately turns it into sugars. And your natural function of your body is to burn stored fats. This is what keeps you a little bit slimmer, and your diet is correct, and your energy output, it's like British thermal units in the world of air conditioner people, if you will. But you put the amount of energy in that your body can burn off, and then you adjust it accordingly, and that maintains and stabilizes your weight. But you eat these carbohydrates, and it screws you up beyond belief. So, my friend, what I would suggest that you do, and goes for dairy as well, I would try to limit those. Do a little experiment for yourself. You get hungry, don't reach for that breakfast roll, or, you know, don't toast it up in the morning with butter and jam, and just stay away from those carbohydrates and those noodles and pastas and all that other stuff. Limit it a little bit. Don't cut it all the way out. Just cut it down and see if you have a desired effect. And I can almost guarantee that you will.
It's not terminal. I see people walking into the doctors with legs turning black. I don't have any of those problems.
Yeah.
I do. I've always been taking supplements. So
right.
It's not really that bad. They tell you now that if you're 150 in the afternoon, there really isn't much of a difference between that and being 100 gets tricky for me, because when you're used to being moderately high, when you get to be normal, sometimes you actually get a little shaky.
Yeah,
you have to control that when you're out working in the field. And I eat a small piece of a banana when I get up. I work on a bus part, like a split shift, and I don't eat until about 9 or 10.
Yeah, and that's shading towards hypoglycemia, and I have the same problem. If I don't eat and my blood sugar gets out of whack, I get a little bit shaky. But you just eat the right thing, give your body something to work on, and start pumping the insulin again, and you're fine. All right. Hey, Ken, I appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Edwin in Michigan. Is there a reason why I'm saying Edwin and not Ed?
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Edwin.
Is this a... Oh, hey, how's
Speak.
It going?
Speak, you're on air.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, I'm confused. I must have called the wrong radio show.
Who did you think you were calling?
I was trying to call, is this a health show?
No. No, it's not a health show. Who did you think you were calling? No, it's okay.
Mike Rivero?
No, he's 3 to 6 Central Time.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
No. You got the jerk that follows him. His name is John Stettmiller.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to follow up a diabetes talk about comments about how the police are ramping up arresting people for nothing.
Well, no, you hit it. The timing, Edwin, was good, because this is Open Phone Friday. You get to talk about what you want to talk about. So go ahead.
All right. Well, cool. Yeah, I kind of wanted to put it out there, man, because I was going to say, and actually I was listening to Mike's show. I listen to it normally a day after. Mm-hmm. I listen to it while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of hit it on the head. He kind of, kind of lit up, because it was 2 weeks ago. I actually got arrested. They pulled me over. And
which administrative group? Are we talking city police or county?
This is the city police.
Okay.
It's Garden City Police.
Garden?
They pulled me over.
Garden City? I know the city well, my friend. I used to live up there.
Oh, yeah. That's right in between Westland and Livonia area.
Yep. Know it well.
But yeah, they pulled me over and asking me, I was driving it. I'm driving my truck, it's a nice truck, big truck. And, they were asking me about, if I had seen anything on a street that I just pulled off of. It was a break-in into a vehicle.
Mm.
And then they noticed, bullets and a target in my truck. And, they were like, hey, can we search your truck? And I said, no, I'm on my way to work. It's like 3:45 in the morning. And then, I actually had a gun in my truck. and I don't have a CPL, but, you know, it wasn't, you're allowed to have a gun in your truck. I mean, I just target shot the day before, and I didn't really take it out.
Right.
And they basically, I told them no. They basically pulled me out of the vehicle, arrested me, called a hook for my truck before they even found a gun. And then when they found it, you know, it was in a case underneath my seat. They determined for themselves that the bullets were too close to me and the gun, and they arrested me.
And that is assuming, of course, that if you had bullets and access to bullets and a gun, that automatically qualifies you as a potential threat and a criminal.
Apparently.
Yeah, and what do they wear on their waistband? Water pistols?
Exactly. Yeah. And the cop even made when I was in there.
Hey, hang on 1 second, Ed. I've got to take a break here. Hang on 3 minutes. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are back. Edwin, you had anything else? Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, I was just kind of trying to warn people because I noticed there was kind of a ramp-up of basically like a campaign, you know? So, you know, mind your P's and Q's out there, man, and be careful because, you know, they're shooting people and stuff out there
nothing. And Edwin, this is a true statement. I've interviewed enough cops over the years.
Yeah.
that these stops, the one they did with you, now they absolutely had no reason to pull you over. There was no description given that there was a break-in that cited you or that truck or anything else. And this was an Explorer.
No, and they didn't even cite you with anything.
Yeah, this is an exploratory stop. And what I mean by that is that they're going to interview you, see if they find something suspicious. They'll ask you for your paperwork, and if you don't have your proper paperwork, well, bingo, they hit the jackpot. Then they try to convince you that, oh, let us look around in your car. You know, where are you coming from? Where are you going? This is none of their damn business. But at any given stop, it is the police officer's job to escalate this.
Yeah.
And let me tell you a little story. You know where Livonia is, obviously. It's
yes, sir.
Yeah, you're up there in the neck of the woods. Well, I got pulled over. I was transporting a car. I used to work for Designs and Textiles in Michigan. And I went over to Falvey Jaguar over in Troy, picked up a nice V12 Jag. We were bringing it back to do some interior work, spruce it up with embroidery, whatever else. The car was finished. I'm driving it back to the dealer. I had a dealer plate on it. They pulled it over. Evidently, the dealership had reported that particular plate lost or stolen. Cops saw it, lit me up, pulled me over. Well, I didn't have the proper paperwork with me, so there they throw me in the back of a police car. And get this, Edwin, while I'm sitting in the back seat, the cop in the driver's seat, he loses his gun. It falls between the seat and lands up on my feet. Now, here I am sitting in the back of a Livonia police car. I turn and look behind me. Here comes another one up behind him. And I had the urge just to reach down and pick up the gun and tap the glass and say, hey, did you lose something?
Yeah.
And I just decided that would not be a good thing to do because the cop behind, if he saw a gun in my hand, he just would have shot me without asking any questions.
Absolutely.
So I just tapped on the glass and I asked the cop, I said, and his partner was sitting in the front seat. This is a unit they were riding two up in. And I said, hey, are you missing something? And the one cop looked at the other one. The passenger looked down at his holster. Lo and behold, his gun's gone. He looks back at me, and I just smiled at him. The cop eases his way out of the passenger or the driver door side, opens up my door, reaches down, grabs the gun. He doesn't even say thank you. And I ride these guys. I go, look, you know, let's do a trade-off here. I gave your gun back. The one thing you never, ever, 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 ever do is lose control of your weapon. I said, without embarrassment, I just gave it back to you. They still took me to jail. But you know what I did? I had some fun with them. Everybody on that shift, and it spread through the Livonia cop shop real quick, that this guy was sloppy enough to lose his gun, and they told my story. So it worked out okay. Well, Edwin, good luck with that up there.
Okay, well, thank you so much for, you know, being patient with me here. I appreciate it.
Not a problem.
I'll go back and listen to this and laugh at it.
All right. All right. I appreciate it, Ed. Thanks for your call.
Yeah, have a good day.
Okay, you too. Top of the hour here, folks. Take top of the hour break. Betty in North Carolina and others, 800-313-9443. Kind of an open phone Friday. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. This is the National Intel Report, and we are the network that matters most. We'll be back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.